God, as I look at Peter's life, show me how he became someone who followed you so fearlessly and wholeheartedly. And do in me what you did in him. Week 2, Day 4. I start by pausing and taking some deep breaths. As I breathe in, I think of the cares of my day. And as I breathe out, I consciously put those cares in your hands, God. God, I remember you are here, and so I prepare myself to meet with you. This week, we're looking at the first time Peter met Jesus. Thank you, God, that the Bible is your living word. As I listen, please speak to me through it. Holy Spirit, I'm listening for a word or phrase that you might want to say to me today.
John chapter 1:35-42. The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" They said, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" "Come," he replied, "and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying, and they spent that day with him. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah, that is, the Christ," and he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which when translated is Peter.
Write down anything you feel the Holy Spirit has revealed to you, pausing the recording if you need to. When Andrew first met Jesus, he called him teacher. After he had spent a few hours with him, he told his brother Peter, "We have found the Messiah," the promised deliverer of the Jewish nation, someone who would help fix the mess of their present situation. When John the Baptist saw Jesus, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God," the one who would die in our place for our sins, so that we can be reunited with our Heavenly Father. How you see Jesus changes how you respond to him. So ask yourself again, who do you say he is? Jesus, please reveal to me how I see you. I come to you humbly, realizing that no matter how long I've known you, I can always know you better. Help me to know you more deeply. Please show me more of who you are today. As I finish this time, I say yes to you. I say yes to what you've revealed to me through your word, and I say yes to anything you're asking me to do. Father, help me to trust you. Jesus, help me to live like you. And Holy Spirit, help me to recognize your voice. Amen.